Yeah. All right, class. We're going to go a little different to tonight. I was reading instruction for ministry to ministers, and I'm so anointed in the area of money and finances. And I was reading behind an altar, and he said the first thing turning people off is a minister start ministering about money. And I thought about you choosing this school to study as a minister. And it's so improper for me not to train you to live beyond paycheck to paycheck or month by month, and to establish the revelation in you that prosperity, wealth, increase, abundant, and overflow teaching and having is not improper. Actually, in studying this morning, I try to get around it, but in studying, prosperity and you being out of debt is elementary in the spirit. We try to go to the deep things of God as ministers and train people and skip the elementary part of God had provided for us to be abundantly blessed. I went many years because I had no minister to train me in the Louisiana. Everybody was struggling and living regularly like the world system. But since you become a student in this school, I want you to open your Bibles to Luke, the 16th chapter. I want to train you a little bit because you're one of my students. In this reading, the scriptures you probably have heard them before. Some of you all might turn off because I'm teaching on this, but that's okay. You shouldn't be a struggling minister in the area of finance. And you should not have, if you got a genuine calling on your life, you shouldn't have a job and preaching. I did it. I went through all of that. But you need to understand finance. You need to understand wealth. You need to understand abundance. You need to understand that you can be honorably rich and a blessing to God's people. I know most of y'all are living from paycheck to paycheck right now because that's the church standard, the normal traditional church. But I want you to leave this school with an understanding of the revelation and wearing the anointing that is all right to have more than enough as long as you keep him first. Okay? If you follow me on the money coming demonstrated, I'm teaching now that the seed runs the whole kingdom of God. Jesus himself is a seed. The word of God is a seed. You are a seed. Come to grip with that. Come to grip with the fact that the Father desires for his kingdom to be run by a seed revelation and activation. It's so important. Now, I know that there's tradition, some tradition in some of you all. And the first thing they accuse a minister of, he's ministering about this for money for himself. Baby, I've been through the ditches. I've been through the trenches of trying to find out just how God wants me to do this. And I followed ministers that had no revelation, no idea, no understanding of Abraham, Isaac, Solomon, David, all the multi-millionaires we had in the scripture. I don't know how we read it and we look right over it because they've been cursed by religion, tradition, and denomination. But I'm not going to let you pass through this school without having a chance to have some enlightenment about the fact that God wants you blessed. Now, I want you to take note before I read your scripture of paycheck to paycheck living, month to month living, oh yes, and two jobs. The average person have two jobs. The economic system is about to go crazy. These politicians fighting one another, and it's just crazy. Everything three times as much as higher. And so I want you to be prepared. And in this text, we're going to read in Luke, it's going to reveal that if you broke and do not have faith to move beyond that, you're real elementary in the spirit. So the elementary aspect of the spirit is you cannot handle prosperity and abundance and increase. Because when you want to go into supernatural, what about supernatural financing? What about God telling you like he told me after being 13 or 16 years on the job, tomorrow I want you to walk. You're still broke. You've been preaching and working, still broke. And I had to walk that next day. Trusted him, told it. 2 years later, he told me, tell my wife, walk. We're still broke. We got three kids. And you would be amazed how God took care of us, just following his order. So what I'm telling you now is, if you don't pass the elementary aspect of the supernatural, oh my, we better get into something here now. The gifts of the Spirit and the fruit of the Spirit and being led by the Spirit are maturing further in the Spirit beyond finances. In other words, the least we got it as the greater. We think we have a word of wisdom, a word of knowledge, discerning the spirit, but we yet living paycheck to paycheck. Now, there's a, get me right, class. There's a time you're going to have to come through. I don't care what your academics are. I don't care what background you have. I know some of y'all are real high in education. That doesn't matter here. Your philosophy doesn't matter. When you come down to spiritual thing, we're in a different category, we're in a different realm. And what have happened, I watch over these 53 years, the church has not been introduced to the supernatural on the right level. They think the supernatural is just on the level of talking in tongues. But the supernatural is also have an area of financial freedom. Write that down. Supernatural has an area of financial freedom. We need to hit that financial freedom, understanding seed time and harvest. Even though we've had all this begging, all these tricks going on, but in the Bible, it's still real. And as an honest man, I did it honestly. I came through the ranks. I learned the hard way through tradition of people who didn't know nothing about it. But I have a clarity on it, and then God gave me money coming. You remember that? God gave me money coming. And he's pushing me hard on our class to train others under me. Train you. Now watch this statement. In partnership. Because it can advance you so fast. In Genesis 12, 1 through 3, read that. Genesis 12, 1 through 3. The Lord in advance told Abraham, Abram, what he's going to do to his life and what he's going to do with partners who tap in with him is going to do the same thing. Now, I just found out with money coming, when God gave me money coming, he told me what all going to happen in my life, how fast I was going to be blessed. But I found out that just like Genesis 12, 1 through 3, he wasn't just talking about me. He was talking about those. And I got people tied in with me now from all over the world, and they are receiving blessings left and right. I'm bold, but in this area you kind of back off a little bit, but now I got to pour it out. People got to know it, so I'm going to train you in that area. And the area that I want to train you in tonight is that the supernatural finances that God has for you, you're not going to get it by agreeing with the crowd and being deep spiritually, because you cannot be deep spiritually if you're stupid on your finances. Okay? Your breakthroughs, your overcoming of that area is the entrance into the maturing of the spirit realm. I speak from experience. And so, I don't know if you ever heard it like that, because I may have never taught it like this. You'd be the first one getting this impartation. I said in my office, the Lord told me they want me to start imparting to you. Just bring in my class and impart this to you. So what I'm saying is, the elementary part of the supernatural is finance. What? And that you're the first one I'm teaching this to. But you thought enough of this school and of my ministry to be here. I'm going to make a statement that you write it down. I want financial progression to be in your ministry also. I want you to progress financially, not in violation of the scripture, but in agreement with the scripture, in which ministers has been in violation of the scripture, having a different lot of program, trying to men day, women day, Mother's Day, all kind of days, trying to family day, trying to raise money. No. Money in the spirit does not flow in the category of raising money. Money is walking in the revelation of your covenant with God that he promised to bless you if you obey him. The Bible says in Isaiah 1:19, if you're willing and obedient, you should eat the good of the land. Now, class, I want y'all to catch on to this, because y'all are the first one here in this class. I haven't taught this in the school like this. But I was inspired by the Holy Ghost this morning to share this with you, that you can have a breakthrough beyond your scholarship, beyond your academics. But in the spirit realm, you begin to understand, as you permit the Lord to reveal to you the dynamics of sowing and reaping beyond ministers' education to the Holy Spirit education. Now, the scripture I'm about to read is profound. You probably have read this scripture before, but based on the way I'm talking with you in this class, the scripture going to take a new horizon in your life. And you know exactly what the Lord wants you to do. So here in Luke 16:10. He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much. Financial prosperity, overflow, having more than enough, is elementary manifestation, elementary revelation, elementary manifestation. It should have been done first. We wouldn't have all this confusion about, you know, the love of money is the root of all the evil. The love of money. That same chapter talked about, charge them that are rich to be not high-minded. So there's nothing wrong with being rich. All right, you got to get that out of your flow, get it out of your mind. There's nothing wrong with being rich. He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much. He that is unjust in the least is unjust also in the much. Now, seed time and harvest is a training. It's training. It's developing. When you learn to handle your financial seed, you're going to know how to handle the seed of the word. Financial seed sowing and harvest is training ground for deeper revelation sowing and harvest. I don't know if I'm getting across clear. But we're comparing the two now, and I never did it in my class before, that your prosperity, your wealth, and your abundance is just as important as the other revelations in the word. In other words, Jesus just didn't die for you to be smart spiritually. Jesus didn't die for you to have breakthrough in the so-called spiritual world, but in every aspect of your life. Now, God sent you to this school. You got a man who only arrived where he is by spending time in the Word and in the Spirit. Nothing else, man. All my classmates up in life. All the preachers I know who I came up with, they wouldn't do it. Your connection with this school, your connection with my anointing, bespeak you coming out the same way I did and even above. Because you don't have to go through what I've gone through. I'm here to open channels in the spirit. And this is not a regular class, so you're going to see some of these. To open new channels in the spirit for you to walk in. Now, the Holy Spirit is going to talk to you about this class. This class is a revolutionary class. Sometimes I'll come out and I'll be like that. John said I was in the spirit on the Lord's day in Revelation 1:10. And because he was in the spirit, he heard something. And because he was in the spirit, he said something. So I want you to be spiritually understanding tonight that your finance is about to change. I don't know you personally, but I know him personally. You're going to think about things different in the area of finances. They're not going to disturb you when you talk about it. You don't want to get all spiritual. Now that statement, he that is faithful in that which is least, is talking about finances. If faithful also in that is much, it's talking about deeper dimension or deeper realms or deeper status in manifestation of the Holy Ghost. Because in finances, the Holy Ghost is the one who manifests the harvest. Now, I never said that before, I believe. Never said it for my life. This class, I mean, God is pulling it. The Holy Ghost is the one who manifests the harvest. The Holy Ghost is the one who takes the seed as a financial partnership from you and give you more seed and manifest the harvest. But you got to be a cheerful giver. What is 1 Corinthians 2, 1 Corinthians 8, or 2 Corinthians 8 and 9. Those two chapters. Mark, write it down, 2 Corinthians 8 and 9. And then Mark, the fourth chapter. You need to study those, Mark 4. Because the mystery, let me make sure, we're coming back to Luke. The mystery of the harvest, the mystery of revelation is found there. The mystery of the revelation of wealth and increase is a whole lesson taught on the seed grace. What I say? Seed grace. And I want to teach you a little more about seed grace. Seed grace include, let's see. Yes, 2 Corinthians 8 and 9. I want you to study those chapters. And Mark 4. Let me repeat some things. Mark 4 says, he that has ears to hear and heart to understand. That's so important. So he talks about the seed, the sower, the saw, and the results. What Apostle is doing here with you now is changing your whole category apostolically. Putting you in a position to open supernatural doors that very few ever get a chance to go through in this area. When you understand the grace of sowing, you begin to manifest the grace of supply. In Philippians 4:19, it's talking about sowing. Said Paul, the apostle, said, after those people had sown, he said, my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. We quote these scriptures, we memorize these scriptures, but we never live them. That's not going to be your case. I, as your instructor, been quite a long time. Living took a while to get there, but it won't take you as long because you're right in the midst of the anointing. I wasn't. I don't think where I am now, I never seen it before. Because of my study, because of school, because of things I've been through. So here's an opportunity of a lifetime. If you don't get traditionally or religiously stubborn and not listen intensively, you'll get through and you'll be a blessing to the body of Christ. So you got those chapters now. I'm trying to go over Luke 16 here. Keep going. He that is faithful, that word faithful, underline that. And that which is least is faithful also in much. And he that is unjust, the least is unjust also in much. Now watch what he says in verse 11 of this chapter. If therefore you have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, that's money, who will commit you to your trust in the true riches? That's revelation higher than money. Come on, Claire. So could it be you have failed the elementary test of the supernatural? I know I went through it a long time. I kept studying, reading over 8 hours a day studying. But I had nobody teach me the difference between the elementary and the matured. See, seed training actually is harvest training. And so if you don't accept the seed training, You can't go to the real harvest. That's where we've been robbed at. And another thing they robbed us is because of ignorant preachers, ignorant preachers trying to raise an offering has actually violated the anointing of sowing. Come on, Claire. A minister who has the revelation of seed time and harvest would not have no gimmick, would not beg, would just put it out there and tell you, hear what the word say. You do what you want to do. I'm going to give you something that's going to mature you real fast. In 2020, I wrote to a politician the Lord told me to write to. He was in the White House. And the letter's on my desk. He answered me back. And I want to put this in you, in this level of maturity we're in tonight. And it'll take me a little while to get it. When you mature in the spirit, you don't make choices. Because choices, you got the blue over here and the brown over here, etc. You got to come to a point, and I came there many years ago, I didn't know it, that you make a decision. And what the blue say, what the brown say, you find out what God say and make a decision. And until you come to that point, theology is going to run you. You don't want theology to run you. You want revelation to run you. Once revelation starts running you, you're not going to be ill-willed, but you're going to be a person making decisions. Oh, that's a whole new story there. Verse 11, therefore you have not been faithful. So could it be that you're not a faithful sower? You're not a faithful tither? You're not doing it. You may be doing it manually, but are you doing it cheerfully? Are you doing it willfully? Are you doing it to please God? Are you doing it to make an exchange? See, you can't tithe and sow just for an exchange. You got to go back to Isaiah 1:19. If you're willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. Are you following me? So there's three stages. Willing, obedient, eat the good of the land. See, people might not be willing and obedient, but doing it as a duty, not as a revelation. Come on with me now, class. Come on. I'm trying to take you somewhere. You got to get this behind. You got to get behind your fact that God wants you to take care of his business. He's not going to take care of you. That's crazy. And you got to know all these charlatans out there and all these money beggars out there and all these people playing these games out there. But you got to be able to sift through them. You got to wear the anointing of discernment. You got to know when a person's real. You can't find no fake in me. You lie. I don't care how many of y'all are. I don't care if it's 200. I'm not a fake. I know I'm not a fake. I came through the ranks. I came through the revelation. I came through the sowing, and still I'm still a sower. I know it worked. So now we're dealing with two things. Now we're dealing with an elementary part of the spirit and a growth part of the spirit. And if you never pass the elementary, see, that's why that rich young ruler couldn't go no farther. He had not passed this test. In some kind of way, he must have inherited what he had. And the Lord know before he can trust him with more revelation, he had to get the revelation of finances. Could it be that many in the body of Christ are really honest and loving people, but they can't go no farther because they wouldn't accept the training, the elementary training of seed time and harvest, tithing, and trusting God for the return? If you're not going to trust him for this almost like physical return, how are you going to trust him for this spiritual thing, like the gifts of the Spirit? All right? And all three in the Godhead in 1 Corinthians 12, they're there. What is it? Administration, it's gifts, administration, and operation. So you got gifts, administration, and operation in every situation in the spirit world, which God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost is a part of. Class, I wish you were here with me tonight, because your life is about to change. You're not gonna be hustling the rest of your life trying to get some worldly business dealer going. If you're a businessman or businesswoman, you ought to have, I know I got a lot of them in my class, are wealthy, but they're following biblical revelation to run their business. So as we cruise through this spiritual shifting, and as we compare sowing and reaping with the gifts of the Spirit, with the fruit of the Spirit, with, for lack of a better word, high class anointing in the spirit world. We're making a comparison here. You said in the 11th verse, if therefore you've not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, that's all about money, who will commit you to trust? You see, I heard it. Your anointing make money righteous. Now, I've never said that before, but this is a special class. Your anointing make money that you handle righteous. Now, I know, you ever heard of righteous money? Righteous money is in the hand of a righteous person. Why? They're going to do what's right with it. They're not going to take it and just buy stuff and not think about what God's business is. Come on, Claire. This is wonderful. And you have to be faithful in unrighteous mammon to change it to righteous mammon, because they're in the hand of a righteous woman, a righteous man. Now, the 11th verse asks a question, a rut that the majority of the body of Christ in. We can pull them out tonight. You can pull them out by listening to what I say. If therefore you have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, talking about money, who will commit to your trust the true riches? What? See, unrighteous is riches in a certain area. Everything paid for, you know, this ministry on 600 acres of land, the sanctuary, all the building, everything paid for. It didn't start like that. But in order to be an example to the body of Christ, starting from nothing, zero, to end up here, we got people come from all over the world. I had a man here from Portugal two or three Sundays ago. They come from all over the country, different country, to this little place. It's a little country place. You're going to get a chance to come one day. You're in Darrow. Some of y'all probably have been here. Ain't got a whole lot of lights, you know, red lights. You got to stop it, stop sign and stuff like that. But here's a revelation. Let me try to get it all in this class. I got 4 minutes in this class. Verse 11, and I had to go back and teach this to my church. Isn't that something? Fresh. If therefore you have not been faithful over the unrighteous man, money, you know, money become righteous when it become yours in your righteous revelation, right? So we're talking about righteous money now. Oh my, I never talked about that. Right? When money is in the hand of a righteous woman, it turned to be righteous woman because God is in charge. Righteous money because God is in charge. My money is righteous money. The money I have, bank, any kind of money I have, is righteous money because I know I'm not in control of it. It's his. But then he let me enjoy myself. So if therefore you have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon or money, who will commit your trust to true riches? The true riches is revelation above money. And most Christians have not got above money yet. Are you one of them? Do you need to get above paycheck to paycheck living? Do you need supernatural debt cancellation? Don't know how you paid it off? Do you need you not to have a house note? Can you train your wife or your husband to walk in this long enough that God can come through for you? Could you really handle a good measure, pressed down, shaking together, running over life? Could you still keep God first when you don't need to beg him for nothing? Do you realize that you're already out of debt? Do you realize that you're wearing a grace that gives you ownership in this world system above a normal person? Do you realize that what grace means? Grace means that you own everything you desire? Are you still begging for something you already got? When Jesus died, when Jesus in John 19:30, he says, "It is finished," that means all your financial obligation was finished too? See, now tonight, in this class, determine why God told you to come to this school. It won't come out of every class, but it'll finally leak out, start leaking out. That there's an anointing, as you listen to this class, there's an anointing that's getting on you that is not regular. It's based on revelation. Watch next now. Watch what I'm talking spirit. Revelation. Revelation starts with R, right? In another word, receiving. Receiving. You're going to have to take this series and plant it in your heart by meditating on what you're hearing. Doing a Joshua 1:8. Psalm 1:1-3. Then it will call everything you do to prosper. Everything I do prosper. I got to watch where I step because it start prospering. Because I know. And because I make decisions, not choices. Because the choices out there, you got one on one side, come this way, come this way. No, it's only one way. The Father, to be led by the Holy Spirit. If the teacher not teaching right, it's time for you to get up and get out of there. Church, your pastor not teaching right, if you're not training right, it's time to go. I don't care if mama done been here. I don't care. I don't care if mama the pastor. You know that's cold. It's time to go. So I don't want you wasting your time at this school. I want you to recognize why God planted you here. And I'll tell you more, one statement from God to change your life. Now, I may take this up in our next session because I'm doing two sessions at one time. Because I really got an anointing on me right now. And I'm glad the anointing on me. And I really believe I can bring you further. The two words in my next chapter I won't teach you. Two good words for, I'll take up. Accept it. Enlightenment. Accepted enlightenment.